Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, I'm sure you recognize that music from Charlie Brown.
Yes.
So obviously there's a story about that this morning. Actually, the voice of Charlie Brown, his name, it was Peter Robbins. He has died at the age of 65, actually took his own life, sadly. He started voicing Charlie Brown in 1963 at the age of 9.
Wow.
He was the first one.
He did the Christmas one. He did the Great Pumpkin. I think a couple of other things he was involved in and other shows as well, not just Charlie Brown. But he had a bit of a past. He was actually in jail because he had made some criminal threats against some people. He was in rehab for drugs and alcohol and kind of had a lifelong battle with mental illness.
It's probably
he
Lucy.
Was, he
probably
was
made
bipolar.
Threats against Lucy.
He was bipolar. That
oh.
was his.
Yes.
Oof.
So, sad end to
it. It's the spirit of the actors that counts. The interest that they show in their director. Am I right? I said, am I right?
Oh.
Brings back memories.
And
yeah.
you don't really think about that. The backstories of a lot of the people that were involved in those. So, when I saw that story this morning, I was just like, oh, I didn't even know anything about him, who he was, or mm-hmm. anything. But yeah, passed
but you
away
saw
at
his
the age
name
of 65.
Very
every
sad.
Year.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
in the credits.
LA Times, did you might have seen this yesterday, but the LA Times columnist Dylan Hernandez wrote an article Tuesday that the Rams had done their part since making the team's move from LA to LA from St. Louis, but it's going to take some time for the Rams fans, you know, for the team to grow on the fans in the area because they've got lots of choices when it comes to football, right? Well, so he took a shot at St. Louis saying, until there's a generation of people in LA that view the Rams as their team and only their team rather than a refugee from a dump of a city in the Midwest.
Oh,
that's charming, isn't
yeah,
it? I've seen that all over
so nice.
Twitter this
what a
morning.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know.
We never
know.
Had trouble filling the seats. We supported the Rams when they were bad and when they were great, of course. And we never needed to, you know, try and tell people not to buy tickets.
And we're all
so
rooting
we
against them
up.
Even harder now.
Yes.
After that.
I mean, that just sealed the deal. So go Niners.
But there are people, because we did steal them from L.A. first, but there are people who were fans of the L.A. Rams way back when.
But
they
the
were
article
here.
Was about how the younger generation, they've only
care.
Had them back, you know, they've only been there for 6 years. There's not yeah. enough time to reestablish that kind of fan base yet. So that's why they have to tell people like San Francisco, don't let them buy tickets
he,
to come
has
to
Has he
our
driven
stadium.
Around Hollywood lately? I mean, that place is a crap hole, too.
Yeah, I'm not yeah. sure he should be dumping on St. Louis,
no.
but, you know.
No.
The SAT exam is going to move from paper and pencil to a digital format.
Finally.
Yeah. It's gonna shave like an hour of time off how long it takes the test. Test takers are still going to be able to use their own like laptops or, you know, tablets or whatever, but you still have to take it at a place that has, you know, like at a school or whatever that has someone overseeing the test. You can't take it at home.
So it'll be proctored.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, thank God.
Good grief.
If anything has taught us
Scores
anything with all the
up.
At-home schooling cheating, I mean, probably not a good idea to do the SAT test at home. But they're saying that the change is going to boost the relevancy of the test because so many schools now are making testing like that, the SAT, ACT, optional instead of a requirement to be able to get into the university. So changing to digital, which is probably a good decision.
Oh, maybe. But isn't it going to make cheating easier?
Yes.
I would think so. Yeah. I don't really understand why. Sure,
but
it's quicker.
They're just not the measure anymore. That's an interest. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. You got to do something. Yeah. I get it. But wow.
Yeah. There's a Super Bowl ad that was released that's getting a little bit of attention because, and this is more entertainment news than anything else, but do we have some sound from it, Carl?
We do.
Okay. It's about the Mrs. Kutchers, the former Mrs. Kutcher and the current Mrs.
And
Kutcher.
And now for our high school's most admired alum.
Get up there.
Shut up. Embarrassing.
Demi Moore.
Don't make a scene.
Oh, Mila Kunis.
They went to the same high school.
Did they really?
And they married the same guy.
That's weird.
So it's just fun. I mean, now Mila Kunis has been lots of the. It was actually her. This ad was her, with which is an AT&T Super Bowl ad, which they've obviously released weeks early, but it is what it is. It's just kind of funny to see them come together
that's
in this,
great.
In this Super Bowl ad.
I had no idea they went to the same. That's just bizarre. I kind of love it.
And so that's like the whole take of it is there. It's who's the most honored alum. They both show up thinking it's them. Neither one of them end up actually being the alum, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Mark,
sure.
I think you have a story to contribute
yeah,
this morning.
In other news, right?
Right now in the United States. People should not be walking around with masks.
Thank you. That was Dr. Fauci from March of 2020. Washington, D.C. is cracking down on strip clubs. Now, in D.C., they're allowed to be completely nude
okay.
at a strip club. But they have to wear masks.
Are you kidding me?
No. And I don't know who gets the job of having to go in and investigate that to prove it, but...
Again,
somebody
I think this might be
bump.
A good thing for the strippers because have you heard the term butterface before?
yeah, that's true. It could be.
Just saying, it could make some more money.
Could very well happen. That's what they're doing in D.C. Wow. How about that?
Thanks for the story, Mark.
Yeah, you bet. Glad I could contribute this morning.
Denise.
Denise wouldn't do it. I had to do it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.